We have our regular climatologist, Kenny Blumenfeld, with us via phone. Thank you so much, Kenny, for your constant presence on KTWH.
Well, always glad to join you. How are you, Katya?
Oh, very well. We were sailing. We've had quite a week since we talked last. If I recall, you actually said you thought there was going to be a bit of a tussle between the cold weather and the hot weather, and I'm guessing the cool has maybe won out. We had a blustery week. I know on Sunday when we were sailing down, finishing in Silver Bay, there was northwest winds predicted, very gusty. But I'll tell you what, it did not predict gusting to 40 knots, which is what it did do. We were down to our stormed sails for the first time in a long time. And it was really, really, really blustery out there. And we have spent a lot of the trip talking about how windy it's been again. I know that we've discussed this before, but I think you should know that that's still happening up here.
Oh, yeah. No surprise. We continue to be windy. Wow, I'm glad everyone's okay. When the wind's howling like that, is there a part of you that's like, yes, I'm up to this challenge, or does it get scary?
You know, it's both. Like, yeah. I mean, this was to the point where, I mean, Mark is an incredible sailing captain. He's very calm, cool, and collected, and he just kept reducing sail and fixing this and fixing that until it felt like, oh, no, we can handle this. Like, the gusts, we can sail right through the gusts. It's really all about having a well-found boat and properly trimmed sails. Because the waves weren't that big because this was northwest, so they're coming right off the land, you know, and we're a couple miles offshore, so the waves can only build so far. And, you know, it's funny, the crew we had, they'd never been sailing before, and they were on a four-day trip with us. And, you know, I'll tell you what, it was a quiet sail, pretty intense, but afterwards, all of them were so glad they'd had a real Lake Superior sailing experience. And so I think, I don't think there's any regrets, but you don't want to be out on that lake without a well-found boat and the proper sails, that's for sure.
And some experience and knowledge, it sounds like.
Right, probably more than anything else. That's the key.
Yeah, you could give me your boat, and we would go down to the bottom of the lake pretty quickly.
Well, you know, not quite. I mean, you'd probably just bob helplessly and be weeping shamelessly in the bathroom somewhere. I mean, that's the joke that Mark often says. But he is never found weeping shamelessly in the bathroom. He is out there, and he always tells us, you know, many things can happen, but tipping over is not one of them. We have like 30,000 pounds in our keel, which is really, I think, what you need to be able to brave the open waters of Lake Superior during the seasons that we do.
Yeah, well, that is the right verb right there. You got to brave those waters. Well, good. Well, I'm glad everyone had a great experience. Sounds meteorologically interesting. A 40-knot wind for those who are not used to the nautical mile system. One knot is 1.15 miles per hour, so a 40-knot wind is in the 47 mile an hour range. That's a healthy gust. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's enough that everything, it was just like you read in the books where, you know, any spray is immediately horizontal. It's coming right at you. It's not going up at all. It's just going out.
Right, yeah. And, you know, I think people maybe aren't accustomed to thinking of, you know, how fierce a wind can be when it's just you and it. You know, we, most of us, when it's windy, we're behind a building or we're inside and we kind of hear the wind raging, but, you know, once you're kind of facing the wind and there's not much else, you really feel its force, and it doesn't stop. I mean, that's the other thing. It's not like it stops and waits. It just, when you've got open water or open fields, it just blows unabated. So, what an experience.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. But now that we've done it, I'm thinking, oh, yeah, I can do that now. Like, now we know how to deal with 40-plus knots. We just, we have the right sails for it, and on to the next. So,
yeah,
and then we get back to shore and everything's pretty calm, and it seems like we've had, you know, pretty nice weather, actually.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's been, you know, south of Duluth, we had two more hot days this week, 90-plus again. So southern Minnesota kind of had a different, well, the rest of the state had a different June from what you had up in the Northeast. There were, you know, depending on where you were, there were 5 to 10 days of 90 or higher, except for along the North Shore where, you know, there were a couple days that were really hot, but not quite like what the rest of the state had. We have been dry. I mean, this is actually a concern. Down in the Twin Cities, the grasses have all gone brown. We finished the month in the, you know, maybe sixth driest June on record in the Twin Cities. And not, you know, St. Cloud got very heavy rain on one day, so they it won't really look the same statistically. But by and large, Minnesota has dried out some in June. We're not, you know, in the same position that we were in last year, even though this monthly deficit for this June is probably going to rival what we had for precipitation last June because it's very dry in the south and southwest. But we're just not in the same position hydrologically. We're coming off of a fairly wet period. There's a little bit of money in the bank, as we say. You know, some water in the ground. But the state has kind of slipped into a dry pattern with notable exceptions being that even after we talked, you know, northern Minnesota got pounded again on Friday night last week. So after this huge rainstorm dumped almost a foot of rain in the kind of Little Falls area, just northwest of Little Falls on Friday morning, on Friday night, very powerful thunderstorms, including a tornado that was on the ground for over 30 miles. It's just been a ferocious summer for parts of northwestern and northern Minnesota. But then we've kind of dried out since then. But we've had these, you know, June was another stormy month, kind of like May. But the storms were almost like, they were ninja-like. They would just kind of sneak out of a fairly benign pattern, hit some areas very, very hard, and then they'd disappear. Mm. And we'd be back to a kind of benign pattern. And now it's July. Happy July.
Yeah. Yeah, happy July. We've made it through June. And it looks to me like we're looking at a cool week up in the North Shore.
Yeah, I mean, I would say you're looking at a gorgeous period. We're going to have to contend. So there is the thing you led off with, that kind of push and pull between warm and cool air is still at play. In fact, there is a huge heat ridge or heat dome that's going to build in Nebraska and maybe into Iowa and possibly into far southwestern Minnesota next week. I mean, it looks murderously hot. But to the north, up in, you know, our neck of the woods and your neck of the woods, there's actually this kind of high pressure area that's going to push cool air down to the south. And I hate using the battle metaphor. It gets overused. You know, this battle between warm and cool air.
Right.
But in this case, it kind of resembles one because the really warm air, it comes off of the Edwards Plateau. It comes out of that, for those who don't know that, western Texas and kind of the desert southwest. And it truly does surge northward. So, you know, air doesn't have any intention. It doesn't have motivation. It doesn't have feelings or desires. But you could say it intends to move north. It is compelled to move north. And meanwhile, you have this sinking cooler air that is compelled to move south. And where they ram into each other, you get this sort of stalemate. We call it a stationary front. This one is potent. So one side of it, you're going to have 100, 105, intense humidity. And on the other side, it's going to be like 72.
Huh.
And we're, of course, right in the middle. So you're going to have to contend with some rain and some thunderstorms on and off for the next week, but your temperatures, yeah, you're right. Your temperatures look absolutely, I think they look great. 70s, maybe high 60s during the day, nothing yeah. higher than the 60s at night.
Yeah.
And that's right on through about this time next week. After that, we just have to keep an eye on, you know, which side kind of wins this, I hate to say it, but wins this battle.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, that's a great little prediction for us for the week. And I have more questions about this stationary front, but we're out of time, so I'm going to have to save them for next week. Thank you so much, Kenny, and we'll talk to you again.
Very good. Have a great weekend. Happy 4th, everyone.
Happy 4th. Yep. Bye-bye. That was Kenny Blumenfeld, the senior climatologist for the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources.